The Anchorage YWCA has taken on the topic of pay inequity for women. Nationally, women make 77 cents for every dollar a man makes, but in Alaska, the rate is 67 cents, placing Alaska at 48th for women's pay in the nation. Hillary Morgan is the CEO of the Anchorage YWCA. She says when she researched the pay disparity, she thought it may be skewed due to jobs in the resource development industry that required more physical strength. So she examined industries that didn't require brawn.
And so I looked down the report and I thought, okay, lawyers, let's just look at lawyers where body part really is immaterial. You're just using your brain. And found that lawyers in Alaska, female lawyers in Alaska, make $20,000 less than their male counterparts. And I thought, well, that means something then. This is not just, you know, industries and the different kind of muscle force that you need.
It has nothing to do with a strong back.
Exactly, exactly. And so over the past year, you know, a couple of years, I've just been sort of doing little researches. Then the stars sort of aligned, and I had an economist come on board at the YWCA who is very well-versed in this stuff, and then also recommended to my board of directors that we really take a stand on this. And so the board voted back in May to eliminate the gender pay gap in Alaska by 2025.
The survey that you're undertaking with business folks, mm-hmm. what else are you trying to get at beyond just how much do you pay women compared to men? Mm-hmm. How are you working to understand what other dynamics might be at play that contributes to this problem?
Right. What our survey is going to do is going to determine which companies are gender neutral. And so the survey that we're designing, which is it's a survey that is going to create a list that is going to be a list of the best Alaskan companies for working women. And the survey will be used to superimpose over people's personnel policies as well as their wage policies. And the importance of the personnel policies is that there are many ways to keep women in the workforce if you want them to stay in the workforce. And there are lots of ways to exclude women from the workforce through personnel policies. There are simple ones like maternity leave, paternity leave. A lot of companies don't have leave for men.
It seems like you have to walk sort of a fine line with this type of outreach effort because some people may see it as, oh boy, here come the angry women.
Right.
How have you prepared for that? Or there's undoubtedly going to be some pushback, or people will say you're meddling in private businesses' dealings and you shouldn't do that. How have you thought about that and worked to address those concerns that are going to be out there?
Well, for me, it's very simple. So I used to work on Wall Street, so I'm a numbers and a money person, and I lived in New York City for many years and in D.C. for many years. And our labor pool here is very small. And if you talk to any business in this state, finding good employees is one of the major conversations that they're having. So our demand for labor has increased, and 48% of our labor force are women. If we want to have a labor force that stays here and that is good and qualified, then being 48th in the nation for pay is not a good attractor.
A talk entitled Closing Alaska's Pay Gap, Alaska's Path to Equality will kick off a new speaker series at Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. More information about the YWCA's Pay Equity Initiative is at our website, alaskapublic.org.